Today marks the 25th anniversary of National Coming Out Day. The day not only celebrates members of the LGBT community who publicly disclose their sexuality, but it also brings attention to the challenges still facing lesbian, gay, bisexual, and transgender individuals. Here to discuss National Coming Out Day, Deanna Hurlburt, who is director of MSU's LGBT Resource Center. Hi, Deanna.
Hey, good morning.
And MSU freshman Ian Jacobs, who's here to share his coming out experience. Thanks for coming in, Ian.
Thanks for having me.
Deanna, how does the LGBT Resource Center serve the community exactly?
Yeah, I talk about our work as being twofold. One piece of what we do is helping to make sure that students who are marginalized by their sexual orientation or their gender identity in some way have a fantastic Spartan experience. The other piece of what we do is helping to make sure that all students who are part of the university community thrive here and leave the university better able to serve, live with, be a part of their communities in ways that connect with people who are diverse.
Mm-hmm.
So essentially better preparing the professionals and the community members in our university to fully integrate the LGBT community. A lot of it's sensitivity training, awareness training, mm-hmm. and better preparing the entire university.
Mm-hmm. You've been in your position for six years now?
Roughly.
Uh-huh. How have LGBT students who use your services, how has that population changed over the past half decade or so?
Oh, it's a great question. And it's really been remarkable, the difference. People are coming out, becoming more self-aware at younger ages. Now, I think it's important to say that I don't think that there are any more people who are lesbian, bisexual, gay, or transgender at this point in history than mm-hmm. there have ever been.
Mm-hmm.
I think that education and opportunity has made it more possible for more people to be self-aware and live fully actualized lives now mm-hmm. than previously.
Society would appear to be slowly changing, and the environment, would you say the environment is more hospitable to coming out experience and to public disclosure of sexuality?
Yeah, I think overall that's very true. But at the same time, with the degree of debate, all the public policy issues, the
right.
Defense of Marriage Act, and that, there's a degree to which the conversations are much more more common, more frequent, and much more ingrained in our culture. And to a certain extent, that can add a degree of stress. Silence is stressful.
Yeah.
Dialogue is stressful, too. When your identity is debated in the public sphere, that also has an impact. So I think overall things are better, but there's a different kind of stress on lesbian, bisexual, gay, and transgendered individuals in this in the current state.
Ian, you are, in a sense, in the process of coming out. Why did you decide to join us and share your story with us today?
Well, I think it's really important for me to share my story because I know there are other kids who are struggling in the LGBT community with who they are and coming out and being open about themselves. And it's a very hard thing to deal with. You're kind of trapped between being who you are and being who society says you should be.
Sure.
And it's a very painful experience.
Well, we appreciate your being here today an awful lot. As of yesterday, you had still not come out to your mother. How did that conversation go?
Well, I decided if I was going to come to this interview that she needed to know. She needed to know. It needed to be from me and not something she heard. So I called her and I just said, you know, there's something I've been meaning to tell you, and I'm gay, and it's something that's always been a part of me. And she said, you know, I've kind of always had that idea, and I support you and love you for who you are, and I think I'm so proud of you. I'm so proud of you.
For others you have told, Ian, describe the various reactions to the news?
They've all been pretty decent. For example, my grandparents, they had some time adjusting to it, just because it's very new to be out, I think, especially in their generation. But I haven't experienced any hostility personally. You know, I hear stuff in the media about certain organizations that don't accept people in the LGBT community, but I personally have never experienced anything like that.
Talk to us about your high school years. I mean, you're a freshman here at Michigan State here now. How would you describe, how did you deal with this during your high school years? And what kind of high school did you go to? I mean, were there other, did you have classmates who were out in high school, for example?
I went to a private Catholic school that was all guys. So I was never out in high school. It wasn't an option for me because the Catholic view is that homosexuality is wrong. And I knew if I did come out that many of my fellow classmen would not accept me for who I am. And there was no one out in my high school at all.
Hmm. Deanna, is Ian's experience, could you describe it as typical? Is it okay?
I think Ian's experience is typical for today's young college student. At the same time, there are still stories, and very, very recently, of young folks who are coming out to their parents and then being completely shut off by their parent. There is a student that I'm very much aware of who very recently came out to their family. And within days, were cut off financially. Communications were cut off. A lot of hostility from the parents, and it was absolutely devastating.
Yeah.
And it's up in the air whether or not this person is going to be able to continue at the university, someone who's very close to graduation. And there are also stories of students who I've worked with who are heterosexual allies who've become involved in student organizations because they believe in the work. And I do know of another student who's mother completely disassociated from her because of the she didn't believe that she wasn't a gay kid. So she, as an ally, suffered the same kind of consequences that some of our LGBT kids do.
Do you have a handle, after your years of experience here, do you have a handle on roughly what the percentages are? I mean, how many families are supportive and how many really are become estranged from their own kids?
You know, it's really hard to get solid data on that because we don't do a lot of research on young people about their identities and family responses. I would say overall responses are increasingly better.
Mm-hmm.
At the same time, there are still segments of communities and individuals and identities that have a harder time. For instance, Latino families, young Latino men are at the highest risk for suicidality, depression, substance abuse, and risky sexual behavior in terms of coming out to their families.
Mm-hmm.
The greatest indicator of whether or not someone's going to be okay when they come out is family acceptance.
Mm-hmm.
We talk a lot about bullying. We almost always talk about bullying in the school context. We don't talk about bullying in the home. And that is has the deepest psychological impact on young people.
We're talking with Deanna Hurlburt here on National Coming Out Day. Deanna is the director of MSU's LGBT Resource Center and MSU freshman Ian Jacobs, who's here to share his coming out experience. This summer must have been interesting for you, this transition from high school to college. Did you think about coming out a lot this summer? Did the coming out experience begin this summer?
Well, it really began junior year of my high school experience, because I started coming out to very few select family members, and then, you know, over the summer, a lot of my friends who didn't go to my high school knew. And then, you know, I had heard that MSU was a very accepting community and environment, and I got here, and that's what I experienced. I've been able to come out and be myself and be comfortable with myself, and it's like a weight has been lifted off my shoulders.
Did you plan your college your college application based on this a notion of a more supportive environment?
It was certainly a factor in where I was going to go.
Okay. And so you felt Michigan State offered that environment?
I did.
Okay.
And I agree with that now that I'm here.
What did you give an awful lot of thought to who, I presume you did, but how much thought did you give to who you came out to and that order? And what determined that order, I guess?
Well, the first person I came out to was my aunt, and I've always been really close with my aunt, and she had always been very open about LGBT rights and equality. So I just, I knew in my heart that she was the person to tell. And I did. And it was very good experience. My very first person I came out to was very warm for me. And that, I think that's kind of what led me to do this interview today.
Mm-hmm. This is something of a watershed moment here. Here for you. How does the future look? Does the future look differently this morning than it did yesterday morning or 48 hours ago?
Definitely, because, you know, I'm here kind of telling my coming out story, but at the same time, I'm adding to my coming out story because there are certain family members that, you know, I see only at family reunions or various times of the year that don't know I'm gay. So I'm essentially coming out now to them, which I think is really cool. And it's in terms of society in general, I think we're definitely moving towards towards equality. And it's like if you look at it, it looks like society is changing. And it's really a beautiful thing, especially for me, because it's nice to know that there are people who support me for who I am and love me mm-hmm. for who I am.
Deanna, your best bit of advice to an LGBT person here moving forward, what advice do you give most often? Do you share with most people?
The advice I give most commonly... With regard to coming out.
Yeah.
Is to all in your own time. That there's a lot of pressure on young people to come out now. Because there's a much more, a broader community of people who are out, sometimes there's pressure within the LGBT community, shaming even, of those who are more closeted, which is a new cultural experience for queer kids. I think there is actually a degree of less sensitivity among LGBT folks for the coming out experience, not universally. So I say all in your own time. You don't have to tell someone until you are ready.
Mm-hmm.
If you are ready, then it's incumbent on the people who are around you to pull themselves together and welcome themselves into the new era of...
Ian, anything you want to add to that?
You know, I struggled with this a lot. Just know there are people there who love you and support you for who you are. You know, they may not be there at face value, but I love you for who you are. If you're struggling with that, you know, it's something I went through and it's hard, but it gets better.
Deanna Hurlburt is director of MSU's LGBT Resource Center, and Ian Jacobs is a newly out MSU freshman. Thanks to both of you, and good luck to both of you.
Thank you.
Thank you.